Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know my act, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah. It all seems complicated. I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah.
Stay in your seats, please. Don't panic. We interrupt your entertainment for a shocking announcement.
You know what day it is?
This is Tuesday.
Okay, that was not so shocking.
And why exactly are you here?
You got a hit show. People want to press the flesh.
This show is our whole life now.
This is true.
What is this show?
This show is special.
Okay, if you say so.
Come on, everyone.
Let's go.
And do you know what time it is?
Sure.
It's showtime.
Welcome to the Big Tuesday Show. It's to wake up with Brett and Julie. Julie, how was your Monday yesterday? You came back in from traveling.
I know. I was like, I worked out with my trainer, like did laundry
caught up on Real Housewives. Oh, that's the important stuff. Oh,
yeah. I need to know what's happening with Real Housewives. There was a huge breakup I'm going to tell you about on Bravo.
Oh, we can't wait.
And the entertainment at 6:30. I was like, oh my God, what happened to the world?
I saw that and I said, oh my God, too. I can't believe it. Yesterday, Julie made a big announcement on the show that she said, I love you to the boyfriend for the very first time. Did you feel like a different woman just going about your Real Housewives drama?
It was, you know, I finally felt like one day I, too, could be a Real Housewife.
That's pretty funny.
Don't tell him I said that. We're not there yet.
Kevin, how was your day?
It was good. You know, I really got outside, really did a lot of dog walking with Lily.
Nice.
And Julie, I wanted to ask you, because Lance and I were kind of chatting a little bit about this on the pre-show show. I unfortunately have started, months ago for Lily, feeding her from the table. And now she is my best friend.
Oh, yeah,
when I
she
eat.
Is.
Is there a quick fix to that? Is there a way to say, you know, stop eating?
So you just have to stop feeding her from the table. Yeah, I mean, here's the problem with dogs. We mess them up. The humans are usually the problem source
for
the dogs.
Yeah. Seen humans around, we are definitely the problem.
We are the problem, okay? But yeah, it was nice of you to feed from the table. Like when my dad comes over, my dogs love sitting by him because he always drops food for them. But I'm like, leave me alone. I'm not giving you food.
She's going to give him those puppy eyes, and Kevin's going to just break so quickly.
Well, she's starting to actually bring silverware, so I know it's a problem.
Kevin! She's getting her manners. That's very nice. That was a funny joke.
Oh, what about you, Lance? How are you doing?
I guess the highlight of my day, the big event, was had another pre-ceremony meeting with a bride-to-be that I will be officiating her.
Wow. Is that what you do? Like, do you do that on the side, or is it like a friend?
First time ever.
Hey. Really?
Yep.
Do you think they're going to make it? I always ask, like, seriously, no joke. Like, my friend DJs weddings all the time, and I'm like, what if you don't think the couple's going to make it? Do you still take the money? And they say, yeah. And they think, they all the time going, I'm DJing this wedding, but they ain't making it.
I would have never thought to ask that
question.
Oh,
my God. No, so you didn't go and judge them at all, huh?
Oh, that's funny.
No.
You're a better man than me. I would have judged them so fast. I would have been sitting there going, well, I'm officiating this, but they ain't making it.
That's so funny.
My My wife was watching the news the other day, and I said, turn the Halloween movie off. I don't want any more horror stories. I promise that the news isn't just full of bad news and scary stories. Julie always hits you with some good news.
That's right. So this happened in Canada. Jennifer and Ron Taylor, they've been making the most of the unusual times like we all have, but they noticed there's been a change since the beginning of the pandemic. In the beginning, frontline workers were supported and celebrated, but since then, the gratitude for their work and their sacrifice, it's gone away a little bit. So they said, you know what, we're going to step up and help out. They delivered 322 gift cards to their local hospital, awesome, allowing each person who works there to have a nice meal at one of the restaurants in the city. Now, this couple, they got some money to spend. It's cost about $16,000.
Wow.
Jennifer and Ron, they aren't concerned with the big number. Instead, they just wanted each and every person on the hospital staff to know they're appreciated as much today as they were when everything changed about a year and a half ago.
So nice.
Yeah, in the beginning, there was like these moments that I feel like in every single city that people would go out of their apartments and their houses and just applaud them. And now it just seems like we've been desensitized to it or maybe just overwhelmed by it. I don't really know what's happened, but there's definitely been a change. And that's not just the frontline workers in terms of like hospitals, but also just like people at the grocery store when you're getting takeout. It was just a different experience a year and a half ago.
It was so nice, especially walking my dogs around. There were all these signs like, we love the frontline workers and thank you, everybody. So, yeah, we need to get back to the thank yous.
And it's not even just because we're in a pandemic. I mean, it's just we need to start treating each other with more kindness.
In general.
Yeah.
Exactly. Amen to that.
What a beautiful story. You can find it and share it with your friends at Y98.com. Say, we need to start being... into the altar like a track star. Can we end up the second?
Hold me, feel so holy.
So wake up with Brett and Julie. Julie recaps everything that's happened in the entertainment world. We're all busy, so she does it in 60 seconds. We call it the Entertainment Minute.
All right, let's first talk about Kanye West. Kanye West legally changed his name. No middle name, no last name. He says it's for personal reasons. Here's his thoughts on Kanye West's name.
I believe gay is the most commonly used word in the Bible, and in the Bible it means you. So it's, I'm you, I'm us. It's us. It went from being Kanye, which means the only one, to just yay, just being a reflection of our good, our bad, our confused, everything.
Now, it's yay spelled Y-E, yay. But then I get confused because his shoes are Yeezy.
I know,
so should they be
Yeezys? Yeah.
That's why I probably call him Yay or Yee.
People always go, is it Yee? Is it Yay? But it, apparently he wants to be called Yay.
It's Yay, but his shoes are Yeezys.
He's an interesting dude.
He really is. And you know what? If you want to change your name and you do your thing, who cares?
You do your Kanye.
You do your Kanye. Let's talk about this breakup that made me go, what? I saw it on Instagram a few times. So this is from Vanderpump Rules, actually. Lala Kent and Randall Emmett. He's like this big producer guy who's produced like a bunch of real... He's a rich guy.
He's rich.
And he's 50. And she's like this hot little, you know, LA girl from Vanderpump Rules. She's 31. Well, they had a baby, but apparently she took all of his pictures off her Instagram, which she's done this several times. They've had some issues.
That probably showed.
Yes, Kevin Vanderpump. Well, apparently there was two girls that he was photographed walking to his hotel room, and they're following him. And so she has like, she's moved her and the baby, because she just had a baby with them, to a hotel right now. Everyone's like, oh my God, they broke up. But they kind of break up a lot, so we'll have to wait and see if they get back together.
So this is something you saw on social. This wasn't on the show. We haven't seen it unfold on the show yet.
Yeah, this just happened in real life.
Real
time. It's on people.com.
I'm curious to see how the show like covers it. When those on and off again breakups, how do the shows cover it?
I know, because the shows are like, 6 months behind.
Yeah. So I'm always curious how they cover it afterwards.
You know what? We're going to cover it on the wake up before the show.
Yeah, we will.
Keep listening to us.
Yeah.
We got all the gossip.
You don't even need to watch Vanderpump Rules. Julie's like, never.
open.
Yesterday, we were doing a poll about couples costumes, if people were into it or not, because we had that listener call in and said he hated couples costumes. He even told her boyfriend, stop getting into them, which is pretty funny. Two-thirds of people said they're into them, though. They like them. 66% of people said yes, they're down with a couples costume.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that.
Just hit Julie with some suggestions, though, because she's going to do her first one with her half-firefighting boyfriend.
When do you... You have to go to, like, a costume party, I guess, or do you just wear them on Halloween walking around with the kids? I don't know.
Oh, you could do that.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys going to go trick-or-treating?
I don't have any Halloween parties, like...
No Halloween parties, but he has kids, though. Are you guys going trick-or-treating?
I think they're with the ex on Halloween.
All right. Sorry, no.
We have a work party.
Oh, yeah. You could bring them to the work party, Julie.
We have a work party.
Well, we're supposed to dress up on that Friday before Halloween.
Yeah. So and you can bring them to that.
I can bring my man to the
break room where we get free food. Yep.
Do we really have a Halloween party?
And a couple's costume. You can bring them to the break room party.
That'd be so fun.
I want to see that happen. I'm
yes,
pay for that.
Yes.
Speaking of Halloween, I'm actually doing all of this. So we did the couple's costume for Julie. This is also for Julie.
Oh, fun.
I want you to find a better candy to give out than Smarties for kids.
Oh, no. Five Below has a whole huge bag of Smarties.
I want kids to show up to your house this year, Julie. So let's do a little candy battle for a poll of the day.
Okay.
Milky Way versus Snickers.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't put Reese's in there because they always win.
Reese's beat Kit Kats last time. So
okay, good. What is it, Milky Way?
Or Snickers.
Oh, I feel like Snickers.
Really?
They have a better advertising campaign anyway, so they sound more fun.
Are these candies we're giving out? See, I would go with Milky Way. I think both are so good, but thinking about kids and peanut allergies.
Ooh, Kevin!
Very strategic.
Yes.
But you would eat the Milky Way yourself?
I'd eat the Snickers as well, man.
What would you eat, though? If you were to go to a house, you'd go score, they got...
I would probably go Milky Way.
Really? Milky Way over, okay. Yeah.
Now I feel bad about my guess with the peanut allergies.
No, I don't feel bad.
People hate us.
If you'd asked me this question 2 years ago, I would have had a different answer because I never ate a Snickers.
What?
Never had one.
Did you have a childhood or did you just go out? You just came out and you're an adult. Jeez, that's crazy.
I didn't like nuts as a kid.
I don't like nuts and things either, but I've like tried it.
So
but still,
funny.
Okay, I hear you on that.
So 2 years ago, I'd have said Milky Way, but now it's Snickers.
Really? Yeah. I go Milky Way. Same thing. I don't like nuts in my desserts.
Oh, that's right.
I like nuts, but I don't like it in my desserts. So Milky Way.
So funny.
So Julie, you're the... Oh, no. You want Snickers too. Lance changed. All right. Room is split. Go ahead and vote.
The polls are open.
Coming up at 6:55... We do a lot of positive things. We've handed out pumpkins. Julie's given out her Cheez-Its. We're doing Christmas Wish. But we're going to spread some hate at 6:55. This was a tough question for Julie. I don't know if it's a tough question for everybody, but do you have a celebrity that you just hate? Like, I can't stand this celebrity, and maybe you hate him or her for no apparent reason. 314-531-9898. I hate Hugh Grant, and
what?
I have no idea why. Can't stand the guy. He's in all those weird rom-coms.
You never saw Notting Hill?
Terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to kick him in the shin so bad.
No, that is not nice.
He seems like a nice... I have no idea. I can't stand a single movie he's in. And I love rom-coms. My wife and I love rom-coms. I can't stand any of the rom-coms he's
in. That is ridiculous. Yeah.
And he's a celebrity everybody loves, too. Like, I expected people to call in and say Kanye. I don't know why I hate Kanye. I just hate him. But is there any celebrities out there that you just hate for no apparent reason, like how I hate Hugh Grant? Julie, did you come up with a name?
I googled celebrities, the most hated celebrities, and I don't have a problem with any of these people. Like, the Kardashians are big on here.
Yeah, I like
Justin Bieber's on here.
I like Bieber too.
Lindsay Lohan.
I'm not the biggest Lindsay Lohan fan, I guess.
Jennifer Lopez.
I hate Jennifer Lopez kind of for no apparent reason too.
Really?
Mainly because I think she could be very diva-like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I but I mean, that. She works out really hard, so.
So I respect her.
I respect those abs on that 50-year-old woman. You go. Anne Hathaway's on here. I can't believe Anne Hathaway's
Anne
Hathaway. On.
People hate Anne Hathaway. Why? No reason why. I don't know. Mm-hmm. People don't like Anne Hathaway.
Oh, it says tries too
so
hard.
So you got nobody.
Yeah, I don't have anybody yet. I don't have anybody.
We're going to find someone for Julie.
Who does Kevin hate?
Somebody call in with some celebrities you hate and see if Julie also hates them.
I got two. One of them have changed over the years. I couldn't stand John Candy.
Really?
He looked just like my high school football coach.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, I can't deal with this. Can't deal with this. But over the years, I've come to grips with that. But the one now, and this is, I don't know why, Timothée Chalamet.
Oh,
he's going to be in that new.
He's that young actor guy.
Yeah, and he does like a lot of period pieces. And there's something
doesn't
about
that
him.
Describe him.
I think it's his name. His name just sounds affected.
Yeah,
his name just sounds like.
There's
pompous.
Some celebrities out there that you would hate just because of that. Yeah.
So he was in Call Me by Your Name, Beautiful Boy, Little Women.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
now,
I'm sure he's a great actor, but for some reason,
Wonka.
every time, he's going to be the new Willy Wonka.
He's maybe the new Willy Wonka.
And every time I see that, I'm just like. Who do you think you are, Chalamet?
Wow, Kevin! Tell us how you really feel.
What about you, Lance? You got a celebrity you hate for no apparent reason?
Oh, yeah. Mine's a two-for-one. The Property Brothers.
Yeah.
Why? Those guys are so nice. Why do you hate them?
I don't know. I just have a visceral reaction to those guys. I see them on TV and it's like, oh, cute.
That is so funny.
What is the celebrity for you? You just look at... It's been a lot of guys, but you just look at them, guy or girl, and you go... I hate him. Can't lose a watch. Share with us, 314-531-9898. If we can come up with a list, maybe Julie can find somebody she hates. Julie, this is a real question, and I want you to be... extremely honest on our friendship.
Okay.
Do you think I could take Hugh Grant in a fight? Like
no.
Me and Hugh Grant?
No, not at all.
You think that this guy, you think he could take me?
I don't know, but
I would knock that dude out.
That.
I hate Hugh Grant, and I have no idea why. I just see him, and my skin crawls. Like, if he walked in the room right now, I would tackle him.
I would protect him.
So is there anybody else out there that is crazy like me and just hates a celebrity for no apparent reason that you just want to kick him in the shins? And I love how Lance hated the Property Brothers.
Yep,
he just sees them, and they drive him crazy. I love it. They would probably... They look pretty big, though, Lance. They don't look like guys I would want to fight with. But Hugh Grant, we could take Hugh Grant.
Yeah, I don't think Hugh Grant's that big of a guy.
Yeah. There's some funny ones on the Bomberito text line. People hating people for no reason.
Yes, like they hate Nicolas Cage. They hate Brian
Whatever
Carey.
Whatever happened to Nicolas Cage? Where is he at?
He's doing a lot of voice work. I know. He's the dad on the cruise.
Someone should go find that guy.
That's all I know.
Will Ferrell.
I can see people having reasons for hating him.
Really?
He's over the top.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the guy at the party that, like, at first he's funny, and then, like, an hour into the party, you're like, oh, my God, when's he going home?
How about Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, why would anyone hate Keanu Reeves?
Ooh, Tom Brady and his wife, Giselle. Maybe I could hate Giselle, because she's kind of annoying.
My mother-in-law hates Tom Brady because he left his ex when they had a baby together.
Oh, yeah.
And he left him. So she hates Tom Brady.
Bridget Moynihan's
a Coyote
that.
Ugly and
That's
stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, and she left him for like a Victoria's Secret model. I'm like, oh.
That's right.
Yeah, she
okay,
hates
I
Tom
do
Brady.
Hate people because of that reason. Because
yeah,
that's
a reason
not cool. What's the guy from Saved by the Bell? He's the guy that I don't like because he did that to
Mario Lopez.
Yes,
oh,
he
Mario
did that
Lopez.
Too to
that's
his
right.
ex. Okay, I don't
that's
like Mario
right.
Lopez.
Wow.
Have you seen
we
him
found
shirtless?
One.
I don't care. He's a cheater.
Let's go to Katie and Florissant. You hate who? This is a big surprise.
Bradley Cooper.
No what? Reason why? What? Nothing to like, just it just bugs you?
Yeah, I mean, I've liked a couple movies he was in. Rocket Raccoon. I liked The A-Team, even though it was dumb fun. There's just something, he's conventionally attractive, but something just irks me about him. I look at him, I'm like, that's the kind of guy I want to punch in his face.
In his hot looking face.
Awesome. Awesome. I like you, Katie. If will you help me punch Hugh Grant in the face, and I'll let you. I'll help you take on Bradley Cooper.
Sure, we could take Hugh Grant together. It's fine. We can do
conversation so violent.
I know.
Somebody's getting knocked out.
Wow.
And it's not me.
Keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I will, because I don't want to mess with Julie.
Yeah, you better. I'm going to hate you.
She'll call Hugh Grant.
Just kidding. That's horrible.
I will read a headline, Julie, that tells me keep it moving, or she'll say tell me more if the story interests her. A couple of mini stories she says yes to. With 2 minutes on the clock, we're already going. Mm-hmm. How about this, Julie? A viral dress. It's an illusion dress that makes your waist look tiny.
Yes, you need to know about this.
Okay, everyone is freaking out. It is $24 only. It's called the Optical Illusion Dress. It's somebody on TikTok posted it. You can see the link at Y98.com. But you wrap the belt around and clinch it, and then all of a sudden it appears that your waist shrinks several sizes, and all of a sudden you have that Kim Kardashian look. Wow. That hourglass figure.
Love it. Love it. I'm looking there right now.
It's already sold out. I don't know how I feel about it. Mixed feelings about it, but it's already sold out. And then people are demanding the website get more of these because people want it so bad.
Yes.
There's a Stranger Things hotel room.
Yes, tell me more. I love that show.
It's in Bloomington, Indiana, where you can stay for Halloween. It's 2 beds, 2 baths, and an amazing look like the Wheeler basement in the series. And then with your stay with the room, you get the upside-down experiences, which includes a Polaroid camera, tickets to the Wonder Lab Science Museum. You book the room for only $300 a night.
That is so fun. It basically, oh my gosh, it looks like an old 80s dirty basement.
It really does. Weird ingredients that make food boosters instantly make food taste better.
Okay, ooh. I guess tell me about that.
All right, they say instead of putting salt on your popcorn, try ramen noodle seasoning and melt butter. They said it's delicious. Mustard in your mac and cheese is like a honey Dijon and a zest to your mac and cheese.
Wow.
The timer has gone off. Instant coffee in your cookie batter and make grilled cheese with mayonnaise instead of butter, which I feel like is a common one.
Grilled cheese with mayo instead of butter?
You never heard of that before?
I mean, and I've never tried the grilled cheese mac and cheese sandwich at Redco. Have you tried it yet?
No.
We need to do that.
All right. We need to do that. And try the mayonnaise on your grilled cheese. Let me know if you think it tastes better. People like it. It's like thicker, fancier.
Interesting.
All those stories, including the ones Julie passes on, are always at Y98.com. If you want to see the waist shrinker video, I know you're going to go. It's up there, too, as well. Julie's like, $24. How do I get that?
I want to get it.
Julie, there are very few things that actually embarrass me, but dancing is one of them.
Really?
I can't stand it. I get so nervous. It's probably because I have the world's flattest butt.
Wait, because you need a good butt to dance?
Oh, yeah, you got it. You need a good butt to twerk. And Kelly Mano's coming in studio, and she said, we're going to dance, and we're going to twerk.
I know. She made me wear shorts. I always wear a skirt. She's like, you're going to need shorts for today.
All right. Find out what she's going to make us do at 7:22 for TikTok Tuesday. What does the weather look like, Julie?
Weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Patchy fog in some areas this morning. Mostly sunny and breezy, though.
I already know I'm going to bring shame to my family. So wake up with Brett and Julie, and Kelly Mano's in studio has like 1.3 million TikTok followers, and she gives us a different TikTok challenge every single week, and she says, do you have knees like Megan? I'm like, no, I have old-ass knees, man.
I know. She told me I couldn't wear a skirt today. She's like, wear shorts.
So I have a feeling this is going to get interesting. What do you have for us today, Kelly?
So all the kids are doing it. The new trend on TikTok is finding out if you have knees like Megan. It is a song by Mouse the Track, who apparently is a rapper. And he is referencing Megan Thee Stallion, who is a fantastic rapper, and her unparalleled twerking skills.
Basically,
they're saying that Megan has these knees where she can drop it all the way low to the ground.
Oh.
And her knees stay up. So we are going to find out today if the three of us have knees like Megan and the buttock power, which is really where this comes from. This is just all about having a really strong butt.
Yeah.
And like really strong like quads and thighs. And so, yeah, we're going to see if any of us have knees like Megan.
Okay. I work out.
I have the flattest ass in America. Like, I know, I don't even know how twerking works. Like, it should be illegal. You're going to be like, not going to be able to see my butt on the video. You're like, where is it?
Mine is pretty flat, too, so we are going to make a terrible deal.
All right.
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing. Okay.
All right. So all we're going to have to do is you're going to have to get up.
Tell my son this is my job.
You guys are going to get up on releve, which means up on your toes.
Okay.
Like
on
this.
What?
Oh, wait. On releve.
All right.
Okay. Hold on. All right.
All right. So this is all going to be on video, by the way. So go to our Instagram, the Wake Up Y98, so you can see us twerk or our version of twerking. All right. We're ready.
Okay. Up on releve.
Yep. Releve.
Knees out to the side. And you're going to go down on the bump. Lucy, go ahead and hit it. Knees out.
I can't even do this part.
Knees like Megan. Down.
Whew. Yep. This isn't working.
Keep going. Come on, Julie. You can't even go down anymore, Brent.
How much more?
You're not doing it.
I'm falling.
No. Brent, you got this all over.
I'm sorry, I took everybody out.
Brent, knees like Karen.
This is how you twerk.
No, that's called jumping. Brent has knees like Karen, not knees like Megan.
I took the whole team out. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, my God.
So how did you guys get that low?
Because work out.
I think I pulled a hip flexor. So the answer to if we could twerk like Megan Thee Stallion was it a yes?
For Julie and I it was for you.
Julie and I
dropped it low.
You guys did drop it low. Yeah, hey.
Pretty impressive.
You want to see that? The Wake Up Y98 on Instagram. I took the whole fam out.
Still feeling the effects of that.
That was good. That was a good workout.
If you call falling a good workout.
I was impressed by your twerking ability that everybody can now see on our Instagram story.
The Wake Up Y98. The Entertainment Minute is less than 3 minutes away on Y98 St. Louis. Michael Jackson Experience tickets in about 5 minutes, which I would say is not too long, but the Blues scored like 5 goals in 5 minutes. So that's pretty. So there's a lot that can happen in 5 minutes.
Touche.
And within those 5 minutes, Julie will recap everything in the entertainment world.
60 seconds of Hollywood headlines with Julie Trichet.
Woo, this show got fancy. Love it. Let's talk about Kelly Osbourne. Kelly Osbourne sending her a lot of love this morning. She checked into rehab for the 7th time. Kelly's representative, they say, was caught off guard when the Daily Mail asked for a statement about it. They said they were not aware that she was seeking treatment for a drug and alcohol rehabilitation. She must have sneaked in under the cover of darkness. So we'll send her lots of love and hopefully she's doing okay.
Yeah, obviously we're thinking about her. We want nothing but the best. It's hard to actually admit that stuff. And then it's interesting that her like PR people didn't know about it all, though. Usually they try to cover stuff up.
Let's see. So a bunch of Disney pushed back the release dates of several upcoming sequels, including Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Man, Kevin's going to be so
upset. Supposed to come out in March. Now it'll be May the 6th. Thor, Love and Thunder was supposed to be May the 6th. Now that's coming out in July. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever has been moved from midsummer to November 11th. It's Indiana Jones being pushed back. Captain Marvel.
I guess the good news is Disney Plus has those shows. Hawkeye, that new one starting here, right before Thanksgiving. So,
with Jeremy Renner?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Hailee Steinfeld. So it should be really, really good. So they got something to... And they're not getting pushed back way too far. A lot of it's unfortunate because of COVID, pushing back the filming.
Well, some of it's the filming, and some of it's like there's so much money invested in making these movies. To get a return on your investment, you need people to watch them in theaters. Mm-hmm. And right now, we've never even clipped over $100 million for an opening weekend, and those movies used to always do $100 million. Right. So.
And did you know that Hawkeye follows me on Twitter?
Hey!
That's my claim to fame.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Jeremy Renner. Mm-hmm. Oh, he still does. He follows 484 people, and I'm one of them.
That's why Julie never tweets, because she doesn't want them to see it. Like, oh,
5.5. See? That's amazing. That's your entertainment.
We'll post all those stories on the left for you at Y98.com. Right after Happier, you're going to get MJ Shows like impossible to go to in Vegas. It's like always sold out, and you're gonna have a chance to win some MJ Experience tickets on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Yeah, the MJ Experience, like, this is huge in Las Vegas. Let's see, the shows sell out weekly at the Stratosphere. The Michael Jackson impersonator, direct from Santana Jackson, I guess his name. And he's pretty amazing. He invites the audience members to do a dance at the end, which sounds kind of fun.
If you were looking for a fun night out, just be caller 18 right now. We'll open up the Bomberito box office. 314-531. MJ Experience is going down October 30th at the Factory. And Jan, you're going to be there. Congratulations.
Yay.
Congratulations, Jan. If you want to win those MJ Experience, same time tomorrow on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, you'll have a chance to win those. But Jan's already grabbed today's tickets. You're the big winner today, Jan.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Can't wait.
Jan, you might have heard that Julie said I love you to her hot firefighter boyfriend. Did you hear about this yesterday?
Yes, I did.
She's in love. You're sweet.
She also said she's never done something that I think we've all done in relationships, and that has been into a fight with her boyfriend.
Ooh, yeah.
10 months in, never been into a fight. Jan, do you believe her?
Yeah, I do.
I believe Julie. Never lied.
I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't believe me, but I do feel like that's annoying. Is it annoying that I say that? Because I don't mean to be annoying, Jan.
No.
Okay.
You're not annoying, but we do want to help you through that because a fight will be coming.
You want to help me through it.
Yes,
okay.
Because we know a fight is going to be coming.
Okay.
So these are some fights that maybe you could avoid.
Okay, good.
Or to work through. We're going to talk about those types of fights at 7:55 to give you some help. Because a fight is coming, people.
We're going to help you lead you up to a fight.
Yes, we're going to walk you around. Can we wait another second? All right, so we need you to admit the silliest, dumbest, weirdest thing you've ever fought about with your significant other. 314-531-9898. Julie tells everyone on the show yesterday, she finally said I love you.
We're all so excited.
But then she also confesses, I've never actually been into a fight with my boyfriend, which got us actually discussing if that made sense, where they were 10 months in, should she have been into a fight? And I've had this theory that, like, at the year mark, people just start fighting. But usually when you're in, like, a healthy relationship, you don't fight about anything big. You actually get into, like, silly fights. You just walk into, like, oh, I can't believe we're fighting about this. Because that's what it is. Like, you love each other. You've already kind of hit all the big stuff. You're good on all the big stuff.
Yeah.
And you just fight about dumb stuff.
Oh, man.
So there are some dumb fights in your future. Well, so let's talk about them.
Yep.
Well, Kevin's got one going
got
on,
one
right,
going
now.
On right now.
Okay.
My wife is notorious for accusatory texts.
Uh-oh. And we love you, Sarah.
I do, too. I love her. I think she's awesome. But, you know, she texts with purpose. And, man, she doesn't mix words.
What do we got here? Kevin's reading it on the air. This is a real-life fight happening on Foley.
Did you move my Fitbit somewhere? And I went, no, I did not touch your Fitbit. You know, she said, I took it off where I normally put it. I can't find it this morning. By the way, did you move the Claritin? That's from my wife saying the same thing about me. I said, no, Claritin's where it should also be. And I'm going, why am I the one in trouble here?
Oh, my God, this is so true.
What if she said it with a smile? She's like, did you move my Fitbit?
I said, I said, look under the chairs. It could have fallen down. It could be in the cushions there, too. Any luck? Nope.
Why don't you just write back, I love you, and I didn't move it, but I hope you find it.
This is how you avoid those fights?
Yeah. Yep.
No, it doesn't work like that, Jerry.
She said, found the Claritin. I have not found the Fitbit. We'll talk when we get home.
Kevin, we gotta talk about it.
Kevin, this is so true in my relationship too. My wife Katie will literally blame me for everything. It'll be like something I don't even know how humanly possible, but somehow she will connect all these dots, and I'm like, I did move Kevin's wife's footprint. You are right, honey. I have no idea how I got to freaking rafting, but Katie will accuse me of it, and somehow it'll make sense, and I will believe her.
Yes!
Son of a gun.
All right, I'm going to let Sarah know it was you.
Okay,
let
her know.
Somehow, all the way.
I get blamed for everything.
Well, you're going to be blamed for something else, because Ashley wrote in and said, Brett's going to jinx you with your hot firefighter. You can officially just blame Brett for all fights. Sorry for being such a, Brett made me do it. Thank you, Ashley. It's all Brett's
fault. You have to let us know when you come back in. Like, we got into our first fight. This is what it was. It had everything to do with Brett. It's Brett's fault.
Oh my god.
And Katie, my wife, will be like, yeah, it is his fault. We once got into it. I think one of the dumbest fights I've ever been into with my wife is a fight you could easily get into. Because you're so competitive. The most competitive person ever.
I am.
So is my wife.
Oh, no.
We once got into a fight over Monopoly.
Oh, okay, so we should not play games together.
Board game got us into a huge argument. She felt like I was ruining the game for her, and we never have played Monopoly since. I was like, I'm avoiding that one.
That's a good idea.
So don't play any board games, Julie.
Noted. No board games.
Something silly, something dumb you have fought about. Maybe you're in a fight right now like Kevin. We can help you solve that fight and walk you through it. 314-531-9898.
Sarah's listening right now, too. So.
We love you, Sarah. Love you, Sarah. Kevin totally moved that stuff.
I hope Sarah calls in. I'm like, want to know what my idiot husband did?
Jump in and join the convo. 314-531-9898. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie from Y98 St. Louis.
No stranger to fighting with her significant other, she'll slash a tire.
She's got no problem doing that. She's a wild woman.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie told her hot firefighter boyfriend this past weekend, I love you. Love is in the air. Also made this bold statement, she's never been into a fight before. We told you, they're coming.
Oh, that makes me scared.
If you're in a good relationship, though, I think this is my theory. One, you usually go the year mark before you get into any fights, and then you go through this like weird fighting stage.
Okay.
And it's always over the dumbest stuff. Because like, you're not going to fight about big things because you love each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the silliest stuff that just spirals out of control. And so we want you to avoid some of these.
Thank you.
Kevin over here was in a text message battle right now as we speak.
With my wife.
Because he moved the Claritin. I know that he moved it.
We know he moved her Fitbit. Put it back, Kevin. Put it back.
I will put it back. I will find it, honey. I swear. When I get home.
Just, if you're listening, Sarah, with no H, he's wearing it. I don't know why he's lying to you in the text message. I see it on his wrist right now.
Get him in so much trouble.
I'm getting you more steps.
Oh, that's romantic.
There's some funny text messages about people being in silly fights.
Yes, one says, a common silly fight, where do you want to go for dinner? I don't care.
Turn into stuff. Mm-hmm. You get annoyed with each other. You're like, just pick something. Oh, yeah. And then you pick something, and then it's like, fine, I'll choose it. Like, I don't have a taste for that.
Oh my God. Someone said, my husband and I have been together for 12 years. Have never been in a big fight. I think we communicate well on the big things. The big things we've argued about was, like, which mini golf course should we play on? So silly and so funny. That's from Susan.
And they just turn into, like, a big ordeal. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, someone said, we've been married for almost 20 years. Our dumbest fight was definitely the direction of the toilet paper in the bathroom. I don't care, but he feels that it needs to roll over towards you.
Over?
Oh, yeah.
I'm an over person, too. I don't trust under people. Do you know what your boyfriend does?
What?
Does he go over or under?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, see, there we go.
I don't know. You're like, you're going the wrong way. How dare you?
Leslie, you're from where Julie grew up, Creep Corps. What's the silliest, dumbest fight you've ever been in with your significant other?
Plastic spoons.
Oh, no.
What?
Plastic spoons?
This makes sense.
Yes.
Okay, why? What happened?
So we bought this box of plastic spoons for one of our kiddos' birthdays when we had the family over. And I'm a firm believer that you can use a plastic spoon and put it in the dishwasher and use it again. And he is a firm believer that that plastic spoon is a one-time use and it goes straight in the trash.
So funny.
So we got in a knockdown drag out about these plastic spoons.
Do you still have them? Who won?
Oh, my God.
Well, okay, so you definitely have to pick your fights, right? So the plastic spoons was a loss on my part, but I'm saving it in my back pocket for later.
Yes, you are.
I'm throwing all these spoons away for you.
I once told my wife, I once was the idiot husband that said, hey, I hate when you leave dishes in the sink. Can you do the dishes? And she looked at me like, you're an idiot. You are lucky to be alive right now.
So trouble.
That's how this started with the spoons, was because there was a spoon in the sink and he like lost it over the plastic spoons. And I'm like, no, we're putting them in the dishwasher.
Yeah, I did the same thing. Me and your husband should go out for beers because we're both idiots.
Oh my gosh.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music. And
you know my ex, so that makes it all feel complicated. Yeah. Text that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it,
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
We'll tell you the good part of the story on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. The story will take a twist, we'll take some guesses how it ends badly. A guy ordered breakfast and some iced coffee from Uber Eats and arrived just outside his door.
Oh, okay.
Gets there just fine. Guy gets the breakfast, says, hey, want some iced coffee? What do you think happened?
I think they brought him the wrong food.
Wrong food.
Yeah.
I think that the driver, unfortunately, ate some of that food.
Oh, that's not good.
Lance, you just had your first Grubhub experience. You think you can answer this one?
I think it showed up, but when the guy left the coffee by his front door, he spilled it, and he had an empty cup and a very coffee-laden porch.
Lance is the closest, actually, with the coffee being spilled. I'll give you a hint. It creates an ultimate dilemma when the food is delivered, and it has everything to do with spilling the coffee.
Oh, no!
A dilemma over your coffee, if you would drink your coffee or not afterwards. I'll give you the answer in 7 minutes, how everything just turned badly for this guy and his breakfast.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
The weather was perfect yesterday. Julie, how's it look today?
The weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Some fog was this morning, but mostly sunny and breezy during the day today. High near 75. Clear tonight. Low down to 55. And then tomorrow, sunny and breezy. There is a chance for showers late in the day.
Moisture Renewal Conditioner. The color-safe formula with Pro-V nutrients repairs damaged hair without weighing it down. Repair damaged hair with Pantene.
Morning Essentials. Coffee, gooey butter cake, and the Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, so let's play how the story ends badly. We told you the good part of the story on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie is the guy ordered some iced coffees and breakfast from DoorDash. Person shows up, drops off the food. What could go wrong?
Right.
A lot of things on the way to the trip, but actually food arrives and it's perfectly fine. Other than the driver put the coffee first, then the breakfast second, and right in front of his door. So if he opened up the door, it would knock over the coffee right into the food.
And did he not have a back door he could go
does
out?
Does not have a back door. I'll show you the video, Julie. What do you do in this situation?
Oh, it's like right up on the door.
Right up on the door.
Man.
As soon as he opens it, it's going to spill.
You just got to spill it and complain.
I know, but then, like, it's going to, if you look, that door is going to knock it right into you're going to lose it all.
Oh, yeah, you are going to lose it all.
Because, like, it's not just losing the coffee. It's going right into the food,
too.
Yeah,
you're going to have coffee-flavored food.
Is there a way to call them and say, can we get another driver here to move my food?
Right? I need help.
Do you have to call a neighbor? Julie had to call her neighbor in the middle of the show because somebody, like, she got, like, an alarm.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can you come get my food for me and hand it to me? Is that what you have to do?
Hopefully he likes his neighbors and they like him.
How Mariah Carey do you sound when you make that phone call to your
friends? Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Yesterday, a fight broke out on the show between couples, and it was one of those silly, dumb fights, but it was actually awesome. They're the cutest couple ever, about couple costumes. Now we need to know, are couple costumes, are they actually a good idea? Has anyone ever... I'm a little nervous that no one's going to call in for this next thing we're trying to do here because no one's ever crushed a couple costume before.
You don't think so?
I voted against couples costumes. 314-531-9898. Are you on the side of you like couples costumes or do you think they're just cheesy? Has anyone ever crushed it? Just knocked it out of the park. Cindy had called into the show yesterday and said, my boyfriend is just couple costume crazy. He's over the top and I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And they had like the funniest, silliest fight on the show yesterday. They were an adorable couple. But I'm on Cindy's side because I just think they're so hard to crush.
Why do you think they're so hard? I think they'd be so fun to do with a couple.
To be honest, Julie, I have never done it. I've actually never done well with Halloween.
You have been
I'm terrible.
With your wife
really?
For like 50 years.
We did one kind of sort of. We did like a friends thing, and we were Shaggy and Velma. Is it Velma? What's
Daphne's the redhead?
No,
Velma with glasses. My wife went as Velma. I went as Fred.
See, like Velma's not as, even with Shaggy.
Wait, we're so really... you were with your? I was like, you dressed as the Friends characters. I'm like, that is not the show Friends.
No, that's we were with a group of friends or something. And I was Shaggy, and she was Velma. We were, and they're not even together. Yeah, they should be together.
Kind of
right?
Are. They should be. That'll work. Should. I think it's good. You know, you said, did I ever crush it? A buddy of mine and I went as Hans and Franz back in the day.
That's
from
funny.
That's good.
That was great.
We got pump. The pump.
You up.
That's funny. All right, Kevin's crushed. So what about you, Julie? You haven't ever done one.
I've never done it before.
That's why I'm thinking nobody's going to call. Let's see. Is anyone out there knocked out a couple's costume? Or you can just call in a bash on them so I'm not alone. 314-531-9898. What costume were you? Do you have pictures to prove it?
Jump in and join the condo.
3-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1 couple ever, but Sydney was done with the couple costumes. Her boyfriend loves it.
Yeah.
They were like peanut butter and jelly, the Canadian tuxedo version of Brittany and Justin. What couple's costume did you knock out of the park? 314-531-9898. We're trying to convince Julie to come to the company party here in the break room with her boyfriend in a couple's costume.
Yes, I'm sure I can convince them of that.
What, someone have a good text message on the Bomberito
text line? So this is going to be their first year in a couple's costume, and I like the idea. They're going to do Little Red Riding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf.
Ooh, I like it.
Hilarious.
Like it. Cute.
But are they a couple? That guy wants to kill the little Big Bad Wolf.
You are looking into it way too much. Right.
I thought the same thing with Mary and St. Genevieve. You saw a couple's costume this past weekend that you just loved, huh?
Yes, I ran the St. Louis Go Great Halloween Race in Eureka, and Tiger King and Carol Baskin were there. It was awesome.
Yeah,
aren't they mortal enemies, though?
I don't know. They seem to be getting along pretty good.
Right, no kidding.
Thank you so much for the call. Kathy and Florissant, you had a costume way back in the day. Old boyfriend, who were you guys?
Well, this was so funny. We were Sonny and Cher. But he's 6'4", so he was Cher, and I'm only 5'4", so I was Sonny. I mean, we killed it.
We killed it!
I love it! See? It's possible! Yes.
Do you think the boyfriend would be Sonny and Cher? Julie?
I don't think so.
Nope, but hopefully you can convince him. How about David and Baldwin? You got a good couple's costume or what?
Yes, but when my wife and I, when we were still just dating, because it was a while ago, the woman who claimed that she had surgically implanted a third breast, and she turned out to be a hoax, my wife was her and I was TMZ, so I was the one who was like trying to expose her as a fraud.
Oh my gosh, wow. That's so creative.
Where do you get the third breast costume?
It was just like a bra with like a basketball kind of in the middle.
Brett's like, where can I get this third breast costume?
Wait, where do you go to the boob store and pick up a third
boob? Right, jeez.
David, you are awesome, man. Thank you so much for the call.
Oh, my gosh. There's another creative one I want to tell you. I was just Googling it because I was like, what does this mean? Somebody was Vince Coleman and the tarp. Apparently there was a tarp incident. And I was like, oh, I don't get it. Yeah, so I was trying to Google it.
It ran him over.
I love
it. Ran him over?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like
1985 postseason.
Lance knows the exact
date. Yeah, he said only a Cardinal fan would get that
one.
Stump traffic, Lance, tomorrow.
That's awesome. Speaking of TMZ, Julie, what's coming up in the Entertainment Minute?
Oh, we need to talk about a bunch of new things that is going to be crazy.
It's going to break the internet.
It's going to break the internet. Only intentions. That's all I plan to do.
I might have stand corrected. There's a cute couple costume for you, Julie.
What is it?
Firefighter and Dalmatian for you and your boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, but then I get to be the firefighter and he can be the Dalmatian. Otherwise, he's not dressing up.
Oh, that's like...
Because that's what he wears anyway.
Oh, that's true.
Because he is...
Oh, so are you telling me you don't want him to wear his firefighter outfit?
Oh, I do. You're right. Let's switch back.
Let's jump into the Entertainment Minute.
60 seconds. 60 seconds of Hollywood headlines with Julie Trickett.
Well, Rob Zombie shared a first look at the Munsters with the new Herman, Lily, and Grandpa Munster. They're sitting in front of the Munsters' house. It looks pretty good, but I wonder, I'm interested to see how his wife, he put his wife as Sherry Munster. Or Sherry Munster. What's the Munster name?
Lily Munster.
Yeah, so his wife Sherry is Lily Munster, and I'm like, hopefully she can act well, because it's so weird that he cast her as that.
It's always strange when you put your wife in the movie and then you're the director, yes.
Okay, so we'll see. I'm just being judgy, but that's what I'm supposed to do right now. Let's see. Oh, the original TV Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, will return for her third Wonder Woman movie. She says, who would have thought at this time in my life that this gift would present itself to me, and that is so cool. You can see a little video of her from the 1984 Wonder Woman if you want to remember the Wonder Linda Carter.
Yeah. Super cool. It's cool.
It's going to probably be a... Does it mean it's going to be multiverse too then?
No. It's a... In 1984, there's an after-credit scene, like mid-credit scene that shows...
Oh, my God. He's about to hijack my whole entertainment.
Spoiler alert. It shows you how Linda Carter is in the same universe as Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it. Simple no, and I just swallowed that.
Love it.
I think you're running out of time with your 60 seconds. Kevin's stealing it from you.
I know. Stars is making a limited John Wick prequel called The Continental, and that's awesome anyway. That's your Entertainment Minute. It's brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo.
Let's get repeatable. It's the repeatable. Let's get the repeatable.
We'll go around the room on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie and vote on what story is the most repeatable. The hottest Christmas toys of 2021. These are the toys like the Turbo Man. You're going to have to order it pretty early want it to come in time.
Like it.
Or the largest amount ever bet in sports history.
Oh.
Number one, please.
It's going to be hard for Kevin not to choose toys.
Right, I know Kevin wants
Lance, you
toys.
Might not get to say when it comes to
sorry,
toys.
Sorry, Lance, I'm going with the Christmas toys.
That's where I was going to go to.
Yeah, all right, cool.
So what is Lance always called? A trifecta.
A consensus, a troika, a trifecta, a triumvirate.
I love it.
A quorum. That's what it is.
Like it's not a trifecta.
And a quorum.
A quorum is three of some sort.
That all happened right there.
I know.
At 8:55, find out what the hell happened. And we'll break down the best Christmas toys of 2021. These are the toys we'll have to...
Like you did on me. Let's get repeated.
right, so this is a story you can repeat to everyone because these are the most popular Christmas toys of 2021.
Okay.
Julie got some, can I say stepkids? Can I say that yet? No.
No, my gosh.
Your boyfriend's got kids, though, and you do want to knock out the best gifts ever. So these are the most popular. Kevin, I want to see, there's one on the list I've never even heard of before, so you all have to explain it to me.
This song is making me excited for Christmas.
Number one, Baby Yoda.
Oh, Baby Yoda's cool.
Super popular Christmas gift this year. Everybody wants a Baby Yoda. If you want to get a Baby Yoda, they're saying order it way in advance.
Whether it's like a talking one, a stuffed animal. I mean, there's so many options for Baby Yoda. Mm-hmm.
This is a list according to Amazon. I'm guessing it's the real deal, Baby Yoda. You're like, they send you actually Baby Yoda.
Oh, they're going to send them around?
Bezos can do it. He's going to space.
I'm ordering one for myself. That's cute.
A Disney princess dress-up kit.
Oh, fun!
And then, Kevin, have you ever heard of the My Squishy Little Golden Dumpling?
No, I have no idea what that is.
Can you describe it?
Is it like a... I mean, those My Squishies I've seen, they're like foam stuff.
No, it's a little golden dumpling. It has 50 reactions and emotions in form of cute sounds, a unique animations, and a head that lights up with cheeks that blush.
Wow. It says fits in the palm of your hand, squeeze their cheeks to pop out their unique personality. That's so weird, doesn't
it's
it?
It's like
squeeze their cheeks and it pops out their personality.
What used to be the little
Tamagotchi?
Yes, that thing.
Yeah.
That,
feed it.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, the Tamagotchi. Yeah.
Everyone had that when I was growing up in school, like one of those little plastic things. Mm-hmm. And now this is like the modern day version.
Tamagotchi. Okay.
They're saying that you need to order way in advance. They're talking like
today. Early,
like, yeah, just go on and do it now. Like, early December, they're saying it should be like your deadline. Usually it's like the week of Christmas. They're saying like December 10th, 12th, because Amazon is having the largest shortage they've ever had with workers. They're more backed up than they've ever had. Los Angeles is actually has record-breaking packing and orders coming in that they've never had before in their life.
Yeah, I just saw they're going to hire 150,000 new workers at Amazon.
Kevin, don't leave us. There's always a rumor you're leaving, Kevin.
I'm sure they pay better.
Probably do.
Double his pay. Like Amazon's begging him. Bezos is calling him right now. I see his phone ringing.
Ice cold Michelle, fight for that white goat. This work, I was getting kind of used to be it. So will you love to let my guard down and let you pull the rug? I was getting kind of used to be it. So will you love?
It's now time for Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
In case you need to know some really hard-hitting facts about some good-looking guys, Julie's got your back.
Oh, yeah. And today, we're going to talk about Will Smith. So Will Smith, he's been on this journey. The Fresh Prince actor, he's 53 now.
He's 53, wow.
I know, I can't believe that. He posted a picture about like him gaining some weight. And now he is trying to get back into shape. So he posted this funny video on, I guess it was his TikTok, about him working out. So it's got all these different shots of him working out. And it looks really good. I mean, it's not safe for work because he does have a bad word in the video. But it's nice to see him working out.
He is going to play Serena and Venus's dad.
Yes.
Like King Richard.
That's going to be so good.
So I think he gained a bunch of weight for that and just to get back into shape. These actors, they do it all the time. And at 53, Will still got it, huh?
He does. He looks good. You can see the video at 198.com, all his muscles.
That was Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98.
Speaking of wishes, sometimes that's what it feels like, an airplane dream for Christmas. And that's why we're doing Brett and Julie's Christmas wish this holiday season. We're looking for a family who's just, I don't know, it could be a million different reasons. It could be financial. It could be someone they lost a loved one. They could just be down and out. And you know they're struggling, but they're one of those people or they're one of those families that just doesn't want to ask for help. So submit their name at Y98.com. And we're going to try to make their Christmas wish come true.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, some people have written us, like, you have to do it at 198.com, but some people have written us on Messenger, and it's interesting to see what their stories are. One of them saying that she's had a lot of surgeries this year, she's got so many bills, and it's hard to go back and forth to the doctor, all these surgeries. It would be a blessing if they got chosen to be part of our Christmas wish this year.
And if you're thinking of, I'm putting it off, or I don't know if I'm going to nominate somebody, we're trying to grant this wish before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
For a couple of different reasons. One of the biggest reasons are, take that story for an example. You can't go, you're going to and from the doctor all the time, you're not feeling well. Mm-hmm. It's probably impossible to get Christmas decorations, impossible to decorate your house. We're not only going to buy a bunch of Christmas gifts, but also bring Christmas trees and Christmas decorations, so the spirit of Christmas lives on for that entire month. And so when you're just thinking about going to and from the hospital, you come home and it's going to be like, feel like a Christmas wonderland.
Yeah, so don't write us on our like Facebook Messenger. Here's how you actually do it. You go to Y98.com and the story is right at the top of the page. You can click on there and you write in 250 words or less why you or family you know should be the recipient this year of being granted the Christmas wish.
I think it's so amazing if you submit another family, but don't be afraid to nominate yourself.
Yeah,
if something's happening, being able to ask for help is such a it's such a strength. Like, I'm so bad at it, but ask for help and we got your back. That's what Christmas is all about. So Y98.com for that. Lance, how's traffic look this morning?
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.